You are listening to BensTorah.com.
It's a famous shiur from Rabbi Aaron. And the reason I'm saying it is because I have a kasha at the end that I've asked Rabbi Yitzvei, Zuchel Levrach, I asked him once at a Torah Masor convention, I asked the Yibad L'chaim Malkiel, and they've not answered. We'll get to we'll see. To introduce it, we just first go... We'll say over a Gemara. The Gemara, maybe it's Shukra, good home to put the Gemara. Yeah, look at number, we'll go to number 7. Let's go to number 7. Okay, number 7. Okay, the Mishnah on Chof Tes and Eilan Iris talks about the Din Knas. In other words, if someone is Ma'anis or Mefata, a girl, so the din is yischayv a knas. That's a knas. Torah says yischayv to be a knas. So it says, Eilan nairis sheyesh lahem knas. These are nairis of knas. In other words, you would have thought for some reason they don't have a knas. Habala mamzeres. Let's say he's ma'anis a mamzeres. So I would think there's no knas. The Mishnah tells us he does have a knas. Let's first say the Mishnah. And then it brings a few more chayv alavin. And then it brings chayv krisis. If he's ma'anis, someone that is chayv karis, you would think there's no knas. Kamash from this knas. Let's first understand that. In other words, like this, in the Torah, as far as oinis, there's a two dinim. One, if a guy's ma'anis, a girl, she has to be a certain age for shteitzach. Right, naira psula, we hold means even a katana, but a young girl till 12 and a half, she's a psula. And besides that, he has to pay a knas to her father. What else does he have to do? He has to marry her. So the problem is, he really can't marry a mamzeres. The Gemara is going to discuss why not. That's a dechalosa, but he can't. The din is he can't marry a mamzeres, and obviously he can't marry a sister. Like kedusha not toifis barayas, right? We passed him, right? So memela, I would have thought that to be chayv knas, you have to only if you ma'anas a girl that you can marry. There is tanaim that hold that way, but the Mishnah holds not that way. It's two distinct things. You could be potter for marrying her, but yet chayv knas. So the first chiddush of the Mishnah is even a woman that you can't marry, but the kedusha would be toifus. A mamzeres, as we know, the din is we paskin that even though you're not allowed to marry a mamzeres, but kedusha not toifsin be mamzeres. If one marries a mamzeres, he's married to her. Can't live with her, but he's married to her. Achoisa, his sister, so the din is, Achoisa, Yechayev Kores, and therefore, since Yechayev Kores, the din is that you can't go ahead and even marry her, meaning the Chalois, what? Kedushin's not Taif, it's called Ein Kedushin Taif, some Chayev Krisis, right? And the Mela, the din is that I would have thought you don't get knas for that either. Kamashron, even for a woman, that the kedusha is not toifs to get knas. That's the Mishnah. Okay, that's the Mishnah. All right, so now on that, the... Oh, thank you. On that, okay, so we didn't really go much farther. So since we see that Yechai from Amzeris, even though she's a... Uisha she'ena ruya lekaima or achoisa she'en bahavaya, still the din is yechayv knas. So the Gemara asks from a Mishnah in Makkos. Let's take a look at number 7. Habal achoisa v'alachoisa v'vechu. That's the quote from the Mishnah. Raminu, frek the Gemara. Elu hein aloikin. A Mishnah in Makkos. Habal alachoisa achoisa v'vechu. Right? All those that are mentioned in the Mishnah that you do get knas, you also get malchus for. Let's just explain that for a minute. The din is that if somebody chayve krisis, lav dafka bia, any chayve krisis we paskin, chaylev, you're not allowed to eat chaylev. What's the punishment for eating chaylev? Karis. But what punishment do you get over here? Malchus. Why is that? So that's a Gemara in Makkos, because Kares does not need Hasra. What Karis is Misa B'dei Shemayim. It does not need Hasra. There does not need Hazara. It doesn't need Hazara. Use the word Hasra, the Gemara uses it, but it means Hazara. In other words, we have a cloud. Ein Oinshin Ela Imkein Mazirin. It's not just a nice thing, it's a halacha. Meaning the Torah, the Gemara will always ask, for instance, Maka Ova V'imoy, Mois Yumas, Oinesh Shamanu, Hazara Menayin. What do we know? How do you know you're not allowed to hit your parents? Where does it say you're not allowed to hit your parents? The Torah says the Gemara doesn't really ask it. The Rishayim say. Where does it say? It says you're not allowed to hit a Jew. So Mamela, you understand, you can't hit your parents. But it has to be Hazar. Always, Gemara will always ask. In other words, if the Torah would have just said Mechalala Mois Yumas and we wouldn't have any law for Shabbos, you couldn't get Misa for Shabbos. You can't get Malkus, right? You can't get Anoinish. Karis is not that way. Haraya, because Mila and Pesach, you get kares even though there's no lav. It's an essay. Okay, so you have that. So Memela, by all Chayvei Krisis, this is where we pass. We'll see him on Domino August. By all Chayvei Krisis, Chelev, Nida, Achoisa, all of those, the Torah did write a lav. You get Malkus for it. Right? You get Malkus. Not only that, we paskin that if you get Malkus, Rambam holds with Tshuva, those Malkus what? Remove the Kares. It's Mechaba. But that's not Negea today's shit. But again, you got... Oh, so the Mishnah is telling us that Chayvei Krisis have Malkus. Oh, so what's the Kasha? Look at the Gemara's Kasha. V'kai melon de'ein loike u'meshalem. There's no Malkus and Tashlumin. This is what's called... What do we call that?
Remember?
What? Good. What? Somebody else said something? What? I can't hear you. Kim Lei B'Derabimineid. Usually spelled without a Yud. You're right, but it's Kim Lei B'Derabimineid. That's not, it's true. The Gemara, few places use that Lashon, but Pesach is more correct. For Malkus and Mammon, it's Kidei Rishasai. But today's Shia is on the gate right now. It's under the big wing of Kimle Rabbanei, meaning that you can't be chayv Malkus and Mammon. Person does one action, and then that or one time, he's chayv Malkus and Mammon. What's the classic example, Pesach? Remember? The Mishnah Malkus. Me'idim anu be'ish ploini, that is chayv l'chaver masayim zuz, and the Huzam, so they have loisana and they have Mammon. So klal is you can't get Malkus and Mammon. Right? Because it says kidei rishos soy mishum risha achas atam chayva viatam chayva shtei rishos. In other words, if a person goes ahead, right, and he'll burn, it's a Mishnah in Shavuos, burn somebody's godish on Yom Tov, right? So now he did a malacha on Yom Tov, Malkus, or Yom Kippur, right, which is Karis, but again Malkus too. And he's chayiv mammon, the chayiv, so you can't be chayiv too. So what are you chayiv? Oh, so that's really the shakavatai of the Gemara. But the Gemara says, how could the two Mishnayas be together? How could you have a bal achois as chayiv knas, and yet a bal achois as chayiv malkus? In other words, at that point, the Gemara doesn't really know which pot is which. Does the malkus pot of the mammon? Or does the mammon part of the malkus? Why? Because in the source of where this halacha is, which is Edom Zaymimim, it says over there that the mammon part is the malkus. Okay? But you hear the question is, how could you be chayiv malkus if you're ba alachoisai if the din is your chayiv mammon? The chayiv mammon should part of the malkus, right? Or we'll see the malkus could be part of the mammon. One of the two. But the two Mishnahs can't go together.
Once with Tashlumim, compensation, that's what you don't do, but Knas is more like onus.
The Gemara doesn't, and as far as Kedei Rishosu, the Gemara doesn't say that. As far as Kim the Rabbanei, maybe. But Kedei Rishosu, no. So that's the Gemara. The Gemara, Knas is the same, on the same category. You hear the question, Tulia? Yeah? That's the Gemara's question. Now, I'm just going to say over the Gemara's Teretz. The Gemara has three Teretz. Let's try to keep that in mind. I don't want to just be a little too much. Three terutzim from a Maroyim. The first terutz is Ula. Ula says, Ein Chanami. The klal is when you have two things, the din is you pay mamon and patas you for malchus. Mamon patas you for malchus. So therefore, the Mishnah Naris makes sense. The guy's chayv knas, I's chayv malchus too, because of it's his sister. Teretz says no. Teretz says mamon patas the malchus. I, the Mishnah and Eilin Aloikin, which says that Yechayev Malkus, why doesn't the mumman over there pater? So when I said, that's all about a girl that you're not chayev mumman. How's that possible? It's possible if she's a bagaris, there's no oinus of fata. She's a shaita, so there's no boishes of gam. Otherwise, it would be, besides the knas, boishes of gam. There's no money. Talk about when there's no money. That's all his teretz, okay? That's one teretz. Second teretz is Reish Lakish. Reish Lakish says, you're right. It can't. Mammon patas the Malkus. I'm sorry. Malkus patas the Mammon. In our Mishnah, you should not pay knas. A Bala Chayso will not pay knas. And Allah it doesn't, according to Reish Lakish. We don't pass it, we'll see. But there's a man, the Amar of Meir, Pesach and what? And Marcus that holds loike umisham. He does not hold of kedei rishosa. Meiden anu beish pleni shechayv lechaver masayim zuz vuhuzmu loiken umishalman. You get both. Okay, you get both. That's Reish Lakish's terms. So we have a second terms. Rabbi Yechon comes along and says, no. The only time Malkus patas mamin is if you get Malkus. But if you don't get Malkus, for instance, he was a shoygig, or he didn't get asra, there's no malchus lemaisa, it does not part the moment. In other words, even though in kim lay bedramin, here's where it makes a difference. Even though misa moment, if somebody's, today, nowadays, if somebody's mechal Shabbos, the Gemara's case, he throws an arrow in Rishus Rab, right? Zarek chetz, and on the way it's Karish Shirayin Shechaver, tears his friend's clothing, his shirts, right? He's pata, why? Misa pata's mamon. Even if he didn't roll with Shabbos, he didn't realize that's also the throwing shot to the Dalamas, he forgot Shabbos, whatever it is. Even if he didn't, you don't get a Shabbos man, I say, why? Because Kim Rabbani pata's even shaygigin. But as far as Kedei Rishasa, Rabbi Yochanan says, that we don't have a Gzeres HaKosov. If a person nowadays would do this on Yom Tov, throw a Shchetz, let's say, that's not the Gemara's case, but I'm giving that case, and throw it on Yom Tov, he would be chayev. Why? Because you don't get the Malkus. So therefore, the Mishnah, so really the din is Malkus patas mamon. I, the Mishnah in Eila Nairis, that says, Abal Achois is chayev knas, he didn't get asra. Kan shelo hisuba, he didn't give him asra. He didn't know it was his sister, or nobody gave him asra, so he's not getting Malkus. Those are the three teruths of the Gemara. Okay? But that's the kash. Now, Toysis says, Raminu, so the Gemara's kash was, Why do you get knas if you chayv malchus for bala choyse? So Tosfos asks, why did the Gemara wait to ask for machoyse? It could have asked for mamzeris. Mamzeris, you also chayv knas if you chayv malchus. If you want to ask a kasha that the malchus shapater, what do you have to bring a mishnah in Eila and Aloikin that a bala choyse is chayv malchus? We know Mamzeris Yechayv Malkus, and Mamzeris is the first part of the mission. That's Tosfos Kasha. That's Tosfos of a technicality, it could have answered that way. Now, let's look at the Rambam sheet. We've done this in those ago in the Minchas Chinuch here many times. This the following Rambam. Let me find it. You see number 5, Rambam in Isur Biya, Perek Tezvav Halacha Beis. The Rambam sheet is the following. Echad Mamzer Shenase Yisraelis. Or Yisraeli shenasa mamzeres, kiven shebalu acha kedushin loikin. You hear? If somebody marries a mamzeres and he's baleha, he gets malchus. Kidesh veloy baal. Stam if he marries a mamzeres, but he has no beer with her, ain't a loike. Okay, good. We understand. The issur is loyava. Loyava means beer. Baal v'loy kiddush. This is a chiddush. Rambam learns this from Pshat in the Gemara. Baal v'loy kiddush. He was Baal, but he didn't do kiddushin. Yeah, he just was Baal mamzeres. Einan loikin mishum mamzeres. You don't get malchus mamzeres. She'ein lecha b'chol chai v'lavin mi she'loike al bi'ila b'la kedushin ela koin godl ba'almana k'moshiz bar. You hear? Rambam's telling us, so paldik achidish. According to the Rambam, the din is, in order to get malchus for chai v'lavin, you have to have kedushin first. Whereas according to the Rambam, being boil a mamzeres, so all the other isur lavin, mamayni, moravis, a person's boil a moyavi, or isha's boil a moyavi, she doesn't get malchus unless he married her first. You have to marry. So that's the Rambam's sheet, okay? The Rambam is very, according to this, the Gemara is very geschmack. The Gemara couldn't ask for a mamzeres. Why? What would have been the kasha for a mamzeres? That if someone is ma'anis, a mamzeres, he's chayav malchus. Right? He's chayav malchus. And therefore, that Tosfos says, ask kasha. And the malchus should part to the mammon. Why do you have to ask him a chayav? According to the Rambam, it's very geschmack. It's not true. If someone's ma'anis and mamzeres, what's the din? He doesn't get malchus. So if he doesn't get malchus, the Gemara couldn't ask for mamzeres. That would be the posh of Tarets according to the Rambam. Okay, fine. No, because there's no, it's not Shaykh Kedushin. It's only by Chai V'Lavin. Only with Shaykh Kedushin is there a Tanayah Kedushin, except Alman El Kohen Gadol. The Gemara, the Rambam, it's really a sugi in the Gemara in Kedushin, but most Rishayim learn it's going on Chai V'Kuna. Rambam learns that the sugi is going on all Chai V'Lavin. But that's the Kla. Okay, now let's start. Koydim Matan Torah. Hoya Adam, yeah, everybody has it? Koydim Matan Torah. Hoya Adam Pegeya Isha B'Shuk. Im ratza hu vihi, if the consent, noisen la schara, u boil oisa al eima derech vahoylechba. He just has be with her on crossroads, and he has be, this is what's called a kadesha, like it says by Yehuda and Tamar. Vezui nikos kadesha. Mishenit na teira, nesra kadesha. Rambam says a kadesha is asa. Shenema loisia kadesha bebnois Yisrael. Now, this is a shtikl chiddush, because the Gemara never says this, and fakat, all the Rishayim seem to learn the is of kedesh, like Rashi says in Chumash, means don't be boil a shifcha knanis, someone that's not shaykh to be married, even though she's Israelis. Lefikach, kol haboyel isha l'shem znus, b'loi kedushin, loike min ha-toyra, mibnei shaba'al kedesh. So the Rambam's shita is, Bias Pnuya Pashapshat words is awesome at the Raisa. Zok derived, a sagas arrived. Koidem Adam, Koidem Matan Torah, Adam Ke Isha Vishuk and Ratsa Uvi, Nice and Askar, Bayalasa, Vailachla Vizui, Nikosga. Amar Avram, right? That's the Raivid, that's how he usually starts off as a saga. Amar Avram. Ein Kadesha Ella Mizumenes Vihum of Keras Achol Adam. A Kadesha means a Zaina, what we call a Zaina. What's called in English H-A-R-L-O-T, I think, right? Aval, amiyachedes atzma le'ish echad. If a woman decides to live with a man, ein baloi malchus v'lo isalav, v'hi pelegesh aksuva. Many times you find the term pelegesh, u'pelagshay, by Binyamin, pelegesh, Rabbi Giva. Right, they had a pilegish, pilegish. There's all over Nach a pilegish. What's a pilegish? A woman. Look what he says. Ubale loshin darshin pilegish mila fuchum akem befi shogel. She's always found by him. Omedes leprokel lemeshagem meshemesh lebayis pamel lemishka. Sometimes she does his housekeeping work. She's a woman that he sets aside to have beer with. Right. V'yesh svarim shekasu behem pilakshim kedushim b'lo ksuba. That a pilegish a kedushin without ksuba, makom makom einis olad, which would be like the Rambam, meaning pilegish without a ksuba. But he says that's not the makom makom einis olav el mizamenes atzol chol adam. A the is of kedesha. A kedesha means a woman that's set aside to be mizamo with everybody. In other places, the Rambam, the Ravid uses this. He isha yeshevis bekuba shel zunas zaynus. She sits in a cube. A room, you know, like the old-fashioned, those type of places. She'im kedvarav.
Now, you are listening like to BensTorah.com.
If a person, mefata means a guy goes ahead and, what?
So
He seduces, exactly. He seduces a girl. Eich mishal malei mamon v'lo loika leh. El vaday mishuot zuchol epitoi ein kadesha. He says, really, he's sort of referring to kasha that the makna asked, but the Gemara asked the kasha. What was the Gemara's kasha? How could you get knas by bala choisi chayv malchus? According to the Rambam, any girl, you get malchus. Every time you manas a girl, you mafata a girl, according to Rambam, it's in this of, you talk about a pnuya. So if you're pnuya, it's malchus. If there's malchus, it's your patri of a mammon. You have the same shock of a tarya. What will be the answer? The answer will be, you're right. It's so bad without a sword. So why did the Gemara, have to ask from two mishnayas? The Gemara could ask from the etzim din itzim. That's the kasha. The floor asks it, Batur's kasha. Why did the Gemara ask from a chois? It could ask mafat. Okay. Now, let's first see how the Magen Mishnah learns the ze poshut koyde matan Torah. I see Yehuda Tamar. You see Yehuda had been with Tamar. It was allowed. Mishnit Natar Nesu. Das Rabbeinu. Shalav loisiya kadesha bala esarbiya derech znus. V'kvar rabu adeyus b'psak zeh. Rabavram kosa basagas amavram ena kadesha elam zumenis. Pilakshim is b'loy kedushin. That's the gisa they didn't have. That he said is the other gisa. Right? He's just quoting the rest of Rambam. Let's skip over the parentheses. Uladas Rabbeinu Vada Kachia Girsa Pilakshim Kiddushin Beloy Ksuba. Now, anybody, if you learn Rashi and Chumash, you should learn Rashi and Chumash. If you remember it, Pilakshim, right? Upilakshish, right? So it's about Bnei Pilakshim Nasan David. We say Nasan Matanis, right? So Rashi Chosik Siv. Shelo hoisa ela pilak shachas hi hage noshim b'ksuba pilakshim beloy ksuba. By the way, our gesa is not chasa, but okay, but that's the pilakshim beloy ksuba kadamin b'sanedim. Rashi has that gesa. You see, Rashi noshim pilakshim. No, it's both. Rashi says noshim b'ksuba pilakshim beloy ksuba. Rashi taka says, in other words, a pilagish is a woman you married, except without a ksuba. That's what a pilagish is. Okay? Pilakshim b'loy ksuba. So that's what the Rambam holds. That if it's not kedushin, then what's the din? Oh. Then it's also pashtus. Back to the Magen Mishnah. Free nira bebir shalav loy si kadeshu bol ozer albanias penuya kamash kotsar beinu imukom akam efshu shayinu miyuchedus. Maybe that's if he's talking about a miyuchedus, a zayna kadivar abavram. V'chein kasuk sat mefarshim, v'nira siyul ha-rabbeinu, shtiko raya to the Rambam, m'masha amur ha-harbar makomas, chazaka ein adam oisa bilas abilas nus. Right, the Gemara says, you see a guy with a woman, this and that, and m'stamah had bia, so m'stamah he wanted to marry her. Why? Ein adam oisa bilas abilas nus. According to the Raver, what's the bilas nus? You're allowed to do it. V'im lo isa p'nuya, shayim ufkaras b'ismatar, lo isa m'chazaka zu, disur d'arbanan kul. It's only Isidor Bonin the most. As he says, even quote the Raivin Isidor Bonin. In other words, because David was Gazal Apnuya. Rashi says that in the Sugya of Tefillah says that he was almost Nichshol Apnuya. So Rashi says, because David Gazal Apnuya. Means he. You know? What? Yichud. Yeah. No, what does Yichud mean? It can't be Miyachud of Apnuya, but it can be Boil her. It's very hard to imagine. That's what it means. So that's what Rashi learns. That including Yichud is Bia. Right, that's the point. Rav Kivega points that out. Okay, so anyway, he says, because of the Rabbanan, Inchi Lozi, not everybody is so careful with the Rabbanans. Va'oid, Mitkabalmer, Rabbalaza, Ponui Abala Pnuya. Right, the Gemara says, Ponui Babla Shashem Ishas Asal Zoyna, Venipso Merkuna. Rabbalaza holds that Ponui Abala Pnuya. I want to just say over something I heard quite a few times from Moshe. He said that by his chasana, the Darkei David, Mordechai David Levine, that's Rabbi Eli Baruch's grandfather. It was a Rashiv in Eitz Chaim, old Yerushalmi, big Tamachach, where it's from, Darkei David. He said he came into the Kabbalah, what's called chasantish, Kabbalah's ponim, and he told him, Tosa says, what does it mean, ponui habala pnuya? What is the difference who he is? Taisis says it's lav dafka ponui. Isha bala pnuya. The ponui means he's not married. You know, it doesn't have to be not married. It could be so. Taisis says lav dafka because it's a pnuya. It's a ponui. So Darki David told Ramesh. He says, I want to answer Taisis. The Rambam says ein, at the end of Yisur Bia ein machshavas nus. Machshavas nus comes at the person only be'lev ponui min achochma. A person is ponui, right? Is empty. He's bereft from chokhmah. He leaves open. He doesn't think about Torah. Then machshavas nus comes in. So he says, that's the pshat. How did this guy be bar lepnuya? Because he's a ponui. He's not thinking about Torah. If he learned Torah, then he wouldn't do such a thing. Some beautiful vart. I heard it from him quite a few times. Every time he used to tell me, did I ever tell you what to abdav it? And I said, no, what is it? You know. And he used to say, oh, it was mamish meridika, the way he said it. But anyway, kaponim, he says, we don't pass a belazim. It's a lav. How does a woman become a pnuy if there's no lav? Okay. If you look at Targum, who azar l'shivcha, which is interesting. The Rambam himself also pashtis that there's no issa to boil a shivcha knanis. Yet he himself says, Altia oved zekal beinecha. Don't think being Baal Shivcha Knanis is a simple thing. Because Unkelus was metargum, it means not to be Baal Shivcha. Oh, so he says, Vabala Isha Shivcha, look at it, she was early Shivcha, Vabala Isha Shem Isha's Oiv Be'ese. Could be Oiv Be'ese. Why doch manama? Ki ikach Isha Ubala. Vaisala Isha. Ubala, right? When could he be Baal Nisha? Only Ki ikach Isha. She it's a love, yeah, yeah, be isha. Makom makom da. She after das for benu. Ein bechal ze avedas kecha min agoya. She be pirish nisker because of the bnois Yisrael. The rest we don't have to do now. But anyway, akoponim he learns in the Rambam bias bnois the issa derais. Okay, that's the. It doesn't look like I'm going to finish today's shir. So let's just first do the nekudas here. Two kasson on this. Rabban asked for two other Rambams. So let's first just do the kashas. Number three and number four. Look at Rambam number three. In his Surah Biyah, Habala Pnuya, Afilo Haisa Kadesha, Shefkira Atzma Lakol. Here the Rambam talk about real Kadesha, Shefkira Atzma Lakol. Afapishi Bamalkis, Loi Nasis Zaina. She doesn't become a Zaina. Veloi Nifsalam in a Kahuna. Sherei ain't asur l'nasa. The klal is like this. You should know. How does a woman become pasul kahuna? Right? A woman becomes pasul kahuna if she has bia with someone that she's asur to have bia with, meaning intrinsically. If she had bia stam before she got married, she's not pasul kahuna. Why? Because this person, she could have married him. So memela, since she could have married him, that bia, even if you say it's bia's pnuya, is asur. But it has to be a beer that's us. That's a beer's us. Right? Like a brother with a sister, Mamzeris, they become Zayn. That's the klal. Or Shegetz. If she has this beer with a non-Jew, so then she's Pasul Lakun. That's the klal. Okay? She says, so let's see back. Avanar la'ach, Avnivelas ech Misra Lavin. Okay, then he says that's us. Now, Frichter Baron, why does the Rambam says, Habal Pnuya, even if she was a Kadesh of Kiyatza Kol, Afapishi b'malkus. What do you mean? Every girl is b'malkus. What do you mean? Afapishi he b'malkus. Rambam's masha that the malkus goes on kadesha. Or the Rambam's saying abala pnuya doesn't make a woman zayna, even if she's a kadesha, which means mufkeres akol, even though she has malkus. What do you mean? But a regular pnuya also gets malkus. Why does the Rambam say afapishi kadesha, afapishi b'malkus? Why is that malkus? That's one Ha'ari says. Okay, that's one thing. Look at number four. The Rambam at the end of Hilchus Naira Psula. Ani Oimer. It's interesting, we're lashing the Rambam. Shezesh Shenemar, it says in Parashat Kedoshim, B'teira, Al Techalal Es Bitcha Laznoisa. Don't desecrate your daughter by letting me become a Zayna. Shelo Yoimah Av. Father shouldn't say. Hoyil V'lochiva Teira Mefata V'oinis. Right? If a guy goes ahead and is ma'afat or ma'anis a girl, what's it then? He pays knas to the father. Oh, Hareini Seicha Bitrips. You mean it's my, you know, it's what this guy did was he took over. I could have rented her out for money as a psula, and the guy took away a psula. Now I lost money. That's why the Torah gave me a knas. So Hareini Seicha Bitrips psula is there. Love Allah, b'chol mamon she'eretzah. Maybe I could go ahead and now go ahead and rent out my daughter, chas v'shalom. Or niach zeh love Allah b'chinam. I could let somebody boil her free. She'yesh lo adam limchol, hitam amon lo kamish she'eretzah. I can give away my items for free. I can say, here, use my car. You don't have to pay rent. L'kach nema al techalel esbichu l'chol. The Torah went out of its way to say, you're not allowed to do it. Ah, she'zeh. Shechiva Torah loynus mafata mamin loy malchus loy malchus. The Rambam says loy malchus b'sheira adava mikra. When it was just an occurrence, it happened. Shalom medasa via v'loy china asakaf. She didn't prepare herself. Shadava ze ain't a hoivas tamid. It doesn't happen all the time. But ain't a motzi. All of a sudden, the guy's ma'anas a girl. A guy's seduce a girl's mafata. Ava miniach. A guy goes ahead and says, I'm ready to, like they do in certain countries, to go ahead and rent out his daughter, chas v'shalom, l'kol mi she'avaleha. So the Rambam says, goyrem shetimaleha aret zima. It causes that the world is full of lust. V'nimtza, the Rambam says, Mary Dikazach, listen to this. Nimtza av noisa bita ach noisa achoisei. A father could go ahead and marry his own daughter. Why? Because he'll go ahead, be boiled as girl. She'll have a girl. He'll never know it's his own daughter because she's a zayna. And va'ach noisa choisa. Right? This girl has from this guy from ex's. Ex. She'll have a son, and she marries a daughter, a son to a daughter of ex, and she doesn't know it's a brother and a sister getting married. V'gerim shetemala arzima, yeah, shim tesabete loyde ben miu. Okay, v'amechen bito lakach. And someone does this type of business with his daughter, harei kadesha, v'loike aboil v'anavelis, mishum loyse kadesha. Mashin the Rambam, then only this situation at Malkus. V'ein koinzen oisai, there's no knas, you hear? Shalachi v'ter knas aloinus mefata, aval zu shechina asa lakach. She's a zayna. Bein medasa via reizu kadesha veisa kadesha echad hu bein psula bein beula lefika chamucham sheyitzal lehashem or whatever. That's not the gemara right now. The Rambam's mashra that isa kadesha is only by mafkaras atzma. That's the two kash. That's the Rabbaron's kashes. Okay, now let's look. The second kash is from over there. It's mashra in the Rambam that. Oynus and Mefata, there's no Malkus. He says the reason the Torah gave him a knas over there, that's what is because there's no Malkus over there. He didn't do the thing wrong. Mashenkin, in the other case, in this case where the father gives over the Zayna, that's where it's a Kadesha. It's Mashen, huh? And the Rambam says any Bias Pnuya is Kadesha. The first Rambam is any Bias Pnuya. Over here it's Mashen only if he was Mafker Biznus. At the Rambam, so many over here, the order, yeah, the Rambam 10, look at number 10. Hilchas Ishus. Rambam starts off, Yesh Mechlalon Arba Mitzis, Shtei Mitzis Esay, right? You have that? V'shtei Mitzis Laseh, Zil Pratam. Lisa Isha, the who that was to get, Lisa Isha B'Ksuba V'Kedushin. To marry each woman with Ksuba and Kedushin, okay? And then he says, the Shalot Bal Isha. Oh, so this must be, this must be the Frank Rambam's Nusach. In the old Rambams, it says, Shalot Bal Isha Balei Ksuba Ubalei Kedushin. Balei Ksuba Ubalei Kedushin. Okay? Not Balei Ksuba Kedushin. Not Balei Ksuba Ubalei Kedushin.
Isn't that the same thing?
No. Oh, what? It's mash. Yeah, shaloi tibal isha b'lei ksuva kedushin. It's mash. You need both. Shaloi tibal b'lei ksuva u'b'lei kedushin means if you do one of them, it's sufficient. It's one. That's where Baron's diuk is. Be one would be sufficient. Now, first, Baron says, what does it mean? What?
How's that?
First, That's what he's asking. How do you have ksuba without kedusha? You have kedusha without ksuba. So first, let's talk about ksuba itself. What does ksuba mean? A ksuba. A ksuba is dorabanan. Ksuba is dorabanan. We pass ksuba is dorabanan. So Betzim the Ramban asks it on that Rashi in 11. Rashi says the girsa pilakshim is kedushin beloy ksuba. How do you have? What do you mean ksuba? Look at number 12 in the Beer Gra. Ramban hisig al Rashi. The haksuba derabanan. Okay, what does Rashi? Ramban asks in the Chumash. What does Rashi say? Pilegish means kedushin without ksuba. Ksuba is derabanan. This is the Gra speaking now. The ain't fisa bezeh. It's not a taina. The yesh loyma kedasa toisus. She would write. Va'afu tanakama lav da. This is what the tanakama lav dafka ksuba. So Baron says, you see from this Gra, ksuba, the way we know it means the shtar that we write. That's the Rabbanan, right? That's why the Sfaradim do not write the same nusach as we do. Our nusach, Ashkenaz that is, we write the Chazi Lichi Midaraisa. If you look at a ksuba of a Sfaradi, it doesn't have the words the Raisa, which is more correct, actually, because we hold it's not the Raisa. Okay, well, but the Goyen says, ksuba does not necessarily have to mean the ksuba as we know it. It means chiyuvim. That, the Torah said chiyuvim. Share ksus va'ayna. A person is mechuyev to give a woman clothing, is mechuyev to give her food, and is mechuyev to give her marital rights. Right? That's what's called the ksuba. So what he's saying is like this, that you can have kedusha without ksuba without share ksus va'ayna. Aye, how is that possible? So look at number 14. Let's first see that. Tatanya, look at 14. O'oyme li'isha re'a mukudeshes li, amenas she'eni alaych sher ksus va'oyna, ha'reizim mukudeshes, with no bottle, he's chayef sher ksoyna. Rabbi Yehuda o'yme, davashu b'momen tonight. You can make a tonight. If a guy says, ha're'a mukudeshes li, amenas she'eni alaych sher ksus va'oyna, he has no shares ksus vayna. Zoktor Baron, let's look at 13. Harusa asura labayla medivrei seifrim calls manchi bebeis avia. Right? Asha asa lanos harusais means the rechachamim asid. Valbala, whereas in those days they used to do, we don't do it anymore, they used to do kedushin and get married about and do nesun about a year later. So meanwhile she was in Arusa. She lived with her father. And then she got together what's called the Nadunya, the dowry. Right? They prepared the chasana. So now, Habala Rusasa, Bebeis Chamav, Makin Oysa Makas Mardis. Vafilim Kitcha Bebiya, Asala Lava Lebiya Shnia, Bebeis Aviya, Shavi Oysa Otach Besa. Okay? In fact, the Avra Baron, why is it only Makas Mardis? He didn't do Ksubi yet. Din of ksuba. If you need kedushin and ksuba, let's assume that if you need kedushin and ksuba, right? So lechayra, you should be chayv. A rusa should be deraisa. We'll see the shitas that way. So the baron, no, because even though he's not chayv shekses or ain until nesuin, but he has a chiyuv to make nesuin. The chiyuv to make nesuin, for instance, Taisus Taka asks, "Amenas she'ain alayich shekses va'ina." It's a good tenai. What do you mean? Kedushin has no shekses v'ayin anyway. He says, no, Kedushin has a chiyuv to marry her. You can't just go over to a woman, marry her, and say goodbye. Min chesvinach tak es. Oynes has to marry his wife. What's the big deal? Ariam Kedushin goes there off to Eretz Yisrael, like many people do, right? He goes off to Eretz Yisrael, and that's it. He becomes a big tzaddik, right? He's Makadashar, the girl that he's ma'anis, and he flies the coop, right? He goes to Eretz Yisrael. Teretz says no, because he's mechuyev to marry her. In a chanami, the mitzvah is kedushin, but he's mechuyev to go and marry her. That's what Baron says.
You have been listening to a presentation of BensTorah.com.